dramatic increases in the speed of evolution. If this is really what the 2012 prophecies are about, it seems unlikely that any sweeping genetic changes would occur within a single person's lifespan. There should be gradual changes that we can track over time. We can therefore look for clues in our own genetic heritage to see if there is any DNA evidence for our own evolution speeding up. This is precisely what was discovered by University of Madison, Wisconsin researcher Dr. John Hawkes, and reported by the BBC News, Daily Galaxy, and other mainstream media outlets. By studying various markers in human DNA, Hawkes concluded that human evolution has been moving at a supercharged speed for the last 40,000 years. Even more stunningly, in the last 5,000 years, human evolution is now moving 100 times faster than any other moment in recorded history. This time frame only represents 100 to 200 generations. The other fascinating implication of this is that, according to Hawkes, a person from 3000 BC is more similar to a Neanderthal than they are to you and me on a direct, measurable DNA level. Approximately 1,800 genes, or 7% of all human genetics, have experienced very recent evolution. Another sign that we are experiencing rapid evolution is the so-called Flynn effect. In the 1980s, a New Zealand political scientist named James Flynn found that IQ scores were consistently going up. An IQ of 100 is supposed to be average, but people were scoring better and better on the tests, thus forcing psychologists to change the scoring systems. Since then, numerous studies have confirmed that we are seeing an average increase of over 3 IQ points per decade. This increase appears in every single intelligence test being used, delivered to virtually every type of group across 20 different countries, including some that are not literate in the traditional sense. There is also evidence that the speed of the increases is now accelerating. Flynn examined one test called Raven's Progressive Matrices, which has been given for over a century. Shockingly, a person who scored in the best 10% 100 years ago would now be among the weakest 5%. Furthermore, the number of people whose scores would now rank them at the genius level have increased by more than 20 times. These increases are not as likely to be seen on tests that emphasize culture or traditional school knowledge. Instead, the most dramatic increase is in tests that measure our ability to recognize abstract, nonverbal patterns. This should be leading to, as Flynn describes it, a cultural renaissance too great to be overlooked. Humans are not the only ones who seem to be gaining intelligence. In 2008, UK Times Online revealed that naturalists were shocked to see orangutans swimming, which they never before have been observed doing, as well as using sticks to stun and capture fish, and in some cases even spearing them. This is another area ripe for investigation and further discovery. In 2009, Wired magazine revealed that the placebo effect has also become substantially more powerful in a short time. This is causing big trouble for the major pharmaceutical manufacturers, as in order for their drugs to pass clinical trials, they have to work better than placebos. From 2001 to 2006, 20% more products were cut after less demanding phase 2 clinical trials, and another 11% failed the more extensive phase 3 trials. As one example, a startup stem cell company called Osiris Therapeutics had to suspend trials for a Crohn's disease pill in March 2009 and said the reason was that their participants were getting an unusually high response to placebos. Just 2 days later, Eli Lilly had to abandon a new drug to treat schizophrenia when their volunteers showed a 200% increase in their response to the placebos. Existing drugs that are already on the market, like Prozac, are now also doing worse and worse when compared to placebos, to the point where they might not even get approved if they were applying for a new release. Two different comprehensive investigations into antidepressants found that there has been a remarkable increase in our responsiveness to placebos since the 1980s. One of these studies concluded that placebos have nearly doubled in their effectiveness during that time, across all these different trials. This is causing serious financial pain to the pharmaceutical industry, which had become more profitable than big oil, thanks to expensive, widespread drugs like Prozac. The big pharma companies say their drugs are not becoming weaker. Instead, the placebo effect is getting stronger, and no one can figure out why. This fits in perfectly with our notion that the source field itself is changing, pushing us toward a higher coherence, if you will, and rearranging our genetic code in favorable ways. The connection between our level of intelligence and the influx of the source field into our bodies now seems to be dramatically increasing in a relatively short time. The source field seems to appear in our DNA as virtual photons that are stored for usable energy. Another sign of possible human evolution is that overall happiness levels worldwide have significantly increased between 1981 and 2007 in 45 out of 52 countries, which included several developing countries, not just the West. Admittedly, the University of Michigan's Institute for Social Research, which conducted this study, felt this rise in happiness was due to economic growth, greater democracy, and increased social tolerance. Furthermore, in 2008, the Journal of Happiness Studies reported that happiness protects our bodies from becoming sick, to the point where a consistent lack of happiness is as toxic as cigarette smoking. This was the result of 30 different studies that were combined together and analyzed to find a single overall effect. Another interesting study was conducted by two economists from the University of Pennsylvania, Betsy Stevenson and Justin Wolfers. They collected data every year from 1972 to 2006 with the University of Chicago General Social Survey, and in their findings, the overall level of happiness in America alone had not increased. But fewer people are reporting very high scores, and fewer people are reporting lower scores. It's as if there were a normalizing factor at work in society. Stevenson said it's an interesting finding because other research shows increasing gaps in income, consumption, and leisure time. Is the 25,920-year precession a genetic evolution cycle? Many ancient myths suggest the 25,920-year precession of the equinoxes cycle will usher in a golden age. What happens if we examine our own historical record with this in mind? Is there any evidence that human evolution is following this 25,920-year cycle in some measurable way? And if so, how would we know what we were looking for and where to find it? One obvious starting point would be to find out when the Neanderthals died out. That would be a time where humanity was rapidly evolving and earlier species no longer survived. Sure enough, somewhere between 28,000 and 24,000 years ago, roughly speaking, the Neanderthals went extinct. Unless it all happened 24,000 years ago, which many scientists dispute, there is no climate shift event on Earth that could help account for this change. Katerina Harvati, a paleoanthropologist from the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology, explained further. Our findings suggest that there was no single climatic event that caused the extinction of the Neanderthals. Only the controversial date of 24,000 radiocarbon years for their disappearance, if proven correct, coincides with a major environmental shift. Even in this case, however, the role of climate would have been indirect by promoting competition with other human groups. This major environmental shift from 24,000 years ago was clarified in an article from the BBC. During that time, sea surface temperatures were the lowest they had been in the last 250,000 years, creating an ice age. If we go back another great year of 25,920 years into the past, we arrive at roughly 50,000 years ago. This clearly corresponds with yet another sudden jump in human evolution. Humans did not use any tools more sophisticated than a crude stone blade until about 50,000 years ago. Suddenly, at this time, we began making musical instruments, needles, and other sophisticated tools, as well as doing drawings. According to anthropologist John Flegel, we also see the carving of bone for religious reasons, harpoons, arrowheads, beaded jewelry, and other forms of ornamentation all appear as a coherent package about 50,000 years ago. Furthermore, the first modern humans that left Africa between 50,000 and 40,000 years ago seem to have had the full set. Clear and undeniable religious art also appeared abruptly 50,000 years ago, for totally unknown reasons. Graves of human beings were marked with red ochre and oriented to a single star in the night sky. James Lewis continued on this theme in a 2007 article he wrote for American Thinker. All over the prehistoric world, physical symbols of power and devotion are laid in the ground next to the honored dead. Giant Neolithic stoneworks are found all over the old world, like Stonehenge, but spread far and wide. And even the utilitarian stone hand axes that did not change over hundreds of thousands of years are suddenly refined into ritual shapes too fragile for any practical use. Something very profound happened to human nature 50 or 70 millennia ago, and it has all the earmarks of what we inadequately call religion. Interestingly, another significant change occurred in our biosphere during the same time that made the Earth more comfortable for human life. As revealed by Professor Peter Ward in 2004, giant mammals experienced a mass extinction 50,000 years ago on every continent except Africa. Many of these giant mammals were dangerous to humans. So this appears to be another intelligent adaptation of the Earth to be able to help our own evolution along. If we go even farther back in time, two human skulls found in Africa were recently dated to be roughly 200,000 years old, and they are not from Neanderthals. University of Utah geologist Frank Brown said, "It pushes back the beginning of anatomically modern humans. Since culture, religious art, and complex toolmaking didn't appear until 50,000 years ago, Brown said that this would mean we had 150,000 years of Homo sapiens without cultural stuff. Robert Roy Britt, writing for Live Science, said, The finding suggests our ancestors spent a long, long time wallowing in an uncultured era with no music, art, or jewelry. Now we have an incredible case for mass, energetically directed evolution. Dr. John Hawkes genetically proved that mass human evolution has been speeding up for the last 40,000 years and began moving 100 times faster in the last 5,000 years. We have compelling evidence that the precession of the equinoxes has an effect upon these evolutionary bursts, as we see in the dying out of the Neanderthals roughly 25,000 years ago, and the sudden emergence of creativity and spiritual behavior in humans 50,000 years ago. The trail of breadcrumbs left by the wonders of the Great Pyramid have led us to a cornucopia of remarkable new healing technologies and the potential to save the Earth from the cataclysms that now seem to be threatening us. That technology, if you will, is coherence. It is the energy of love. This is no longer something that can be dismissed as a pseudo-religious burst of wishful thinking to be lambasted by skeptics. It is an active, working presence that we could call the source field. The next stop in our investigation will reveal the stunning proof that time is a source field phenomenon as well, and can also be modified by various energetic processes. We will also explore compelling new evidence that some people considered everything in this book to be common knowledge and left us all the blueprints to reconstruct their lost science. This includes the ability to create pyramids out of giant blocks of stone, as well as the understanding of how and why they work.